Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Unidos U.S. Vice President for Health, Rita Carrion, from Washington, D.C., to talk to us about their vaccination distribution campaign. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. The Esperanza Hope for All mobile educational tour will be in El Paso for the next 3 weekends. What is the goal?
So, yes, you know, we are going to be in El Paso at the Valley Supermarket on May 7th. On May 8th, we'll be at in Melrose in El Paso, but we'll also be in Socorro, too. So some of those vicinities in the neighborhood, but would love to hear and see people. Everyone is bilingual and speaks, Spanish and English. And just want to ensure that our website, you know, the UnidosUS.org, has the latest information, has resources on COVID-19, about the vaccines, about clinical trials. You could also follow us at We Are UnidosUS. We have Instagram videos to answer your most common questions. So even if you follow us on Instagram or Facebook, we have information there if you want to receive it via audio as well. So Unidos U.S., one of our goals is really to address the barriers in regards to access to the vaccines. So our goal as part of the mobile educational tour that is also part of our Esperanza Hope for All campaign is really to help our community educate them about where to go for a vaccine, in addition to, answer any questions they may have about the vaccine. And it's, you know, we know that building trust and fighting misinformation for Latinos is really strong. You know, I think one of the surveys that we found from a recent poll we did with the COVID Collaborate was that one-third of Latinos, you know, only had confidence in the vaccines. And that same poll also, you know, found that, you know, they really trusted local messengers. So what we're hoping to find and over the next couple weeks, really, is to go directly to the community to ensure that we're utilizing trusted messengers like community health workers and people who look and speak the language to be able to, you know, answer a lot of the questions. We know that it's common to be hesitant about vaccines, but it's okay to have questions before you decide what's best for you.
And what has been the biggest challenge in getting this started?
So the biggest challenge that we've seen is that we've known that, you know, our communities like, you know, El Paso or Las Cruces have been disproportionately affected by COVID because Latinos really don't have the luxury to work from home. So they themselves are at higher risk of, you know, being exposed because of their essential occupations. So for us, it's ensuring that those communities have access to timely information, to go to the places where they frequent, ensure that they are well-informed about their decision to getting vaccinated at the hours and at the right moment in time for them that works for them.
How have you been able to reach out to them to explain how the COVID vaccine is so important?
So Unidos U.S. has, you know, a network of organizations that are experts and trusted community voice. We have nearly 300 community-based organizations across the country that disseminate, you know, culturally, linguistically responsive information about the vaccines. So one of the things that we are trying to do is to make sure that we are at the bodegas, at the supermarkets, where our Latinos frequent, to ensure that we can be able to provide the right information and answer the questions that we have. So what the mobile tour is doing is spending every weekend over the next 5 weekends, I believe, to be at these places and answer any questions and then provide them with resources and sources of where to go to get a vaccine, as well as any information that they may need in regard to other type of services. I know with the Latino community, we've been most impacted by not only, the health, but also the economic and educational effects of the pandemic. And so many of our community-based organizations who are in the community you know, have these additional services, you know, such as food, you know, services that they can be able to connect with. So for us, we're seeing this as kind of one angle or one stop to be able not only to, for individuals to really learn about the vaccines and answer any questions and common questions that they may have, but also potentially connect them with other types of services.
Unidos U.S. was formerly known as National Council of La Raza. Are people aware that Unidos U.S. has been around for such a long time?
I think many of, you know, we know that, you know, we've been around for more than 50 years. You know, we were formerly the National Council of La Raza, now Unidos U.S. I think our strength is where we find, you know, our local community-based organizations that really have a leg in a lot of the work, are able to be trusted, and our collaboration with our CBOs is kind of one way of how we can be able to work together to promote and to advocate and help address the public health response of the pandemic.
There's several cities in the Southwest that the mobile educational tour, Unidos U.S. Esperanza Hope for All, has been going out since April the 16th. And now you'll be winding up towards the end of May, going from Houston to Dallas, the Rio Grande Valley in Texas, El Paso, Phoenix, Yuma, Coachella Valley, and up in California and Fresno and Stockton. And that's where one of the largest Latino communities is.
Correct, Emily. I think one of the things that we wanted to start first is to ensure that we were in neighborhoods, those that were living in rural and urban environment where we knew that health resources were lacking and difficult to access. So we started to engage our local affiliates, our partners, our influencers to include these on-site activities in these seven markets. I think while we will be closing out in these seven cities by the end of May, we are looking to have additional support over the next couple of weeks through funding support to be able to continue the kind of our road journey in other places where we're finding not enough information or access to the vaccines. And while we may be closing, we still have our affiliates, our community health centers, our community-based organizations to be able to connect with individuals in the Southwest. This is a major campaign. We've been raising and investing about $15 million to inform Latinos about the various COVID-19 vaccines and ensure that, our communities, the Latino communities, are included in a very equitable way in terms of vaccine distribution, but also access. And so what we're learning is that sometimes people just are having problems with knowing where to go to sign up for an appointment, or not having the right information or papers that they need, and or knowing their rights of what information that they should be providing versus others that is optional or not, should not even be asked of in terms of getting the vaccines. So I think a lot of our work is really to try to not only to educate people so they can make those well-informed decisions for themselves, but also answer a lot of questions that maybe, misinformation or just, what I always call dudas, to just, help them feel confident and comfortable in the vaccine.
How do you approach people to take those fears away about getting the vaccine?
Yeah, we knew that. I think what we're starting to learn now is oftentimes kind of that peer support or peer influence. Many of our polls that we had done early on had shown, and we were not surprised that it was trusted messengers, like our community health workers or even the doctors or political advocates that look like them and represent their views. But also time what we're learning now is that people are starting to hear if your comadre or your aunt or your tia or your tio are now getting it, then and nothing really bad happened to them, then there's something that you can see firsthand. So I think that we all have a role. To be able to play in encouraging our, you know, our own family members, our loved ones, our neighbors, and helping them even to answer any questions that we may have, that they may have, but also getting them an appointment or taking them, you know, transporting them, you know, to get a vaccine. I think those, there's a lot of power in community, and I think for even our Latino communities, we like to do some of these efforts as a familia. And we certainly encourage that approach, you know, obviously, you know, taking the public health guidelines in play. I think what we know now from this vaccine is that, you know, regardless of which vaccine that you do get, it will help with keeping you from being hospitalized and serious conditions and even death. And so this is a tremendous opportunity for us that we can do to take our own, you know, our own health in our hands, and then get back to the lives that we miss, you know, being able to get together with, you know, our family, with, you know, our abuelas, our abuelos, our tías, to be able to have, you know, those types of events together again that we miss so much.
And another big fear in the Latino community, especially in the farming areas where we do have a lot of immigrants or a lot of field workers afraid that they're not documented, what fears should they not have?
So one of the things that we are also working with many of our community-based organizations and migrant health centers that are part of our affiliate network is going out into the fields with our farm workers and migrant farm workers to ensure that, you know, number one, make it easier for them to get the vaccine. So we're seeing pop-up vaccination sites at in the field and at the, or their employee, right, employer, and answering those questions. I think, you know, we've had a long history of hearing a lot of fears and mistrust in government, a lot of fear, and largely because of anti-immigrant policies that had been in place. Most people don't know that some of those policies have been halted and other areas that we can be able to further support and start to build back that trust. And I think the best way to do that is when you continue to have, you know, community-based organizations that are advocates, community organizers that have that relationship with the farm workers, with the farmers, working together with the health departments, with the hospitals, with providers of care, to be able to support that and to ensure that that the vaccines is free for anyone. You don't have to. It's not. It's regardless of your immigration status. And I think a lot of people are not necessarily aware of that. And you, if you don't have health insurance, you can still get a vaccine. If you don't have papers, you can still get a vaccine. It is free and available to anyone who wants it.
Now, the Esperanza Hope for All mobile educational tour is not a vaccination unit, right? They're not going out and giving vaccines?
That's correct. The Esperanza Hope for All mobile educational tour is largely education, kind of a way for us to increase education, get people to understand, and then link them to either a local health center that is providing the vaccine or a local CBO that can be able to help them navigate through some of this. I think over the last couple of weeks, it's making it easier now that we have a platform of where you can text to get where you can access your vaccine that this administration has put out just this week. And I think the biggest thing here is how we're partnering with community-based organizations and going to places where people live, where people thrive, where people shop. And so that's kind of the critical thing, that face-to-face interaction, working with other partners, ensuring that, you know, they're aware that there are retail centers or pharmacies that have access to it, helping them understand how to go about it in getting an appointment and answering some of those questions that they may not necessarily feel comfortable in just walking into a retail center or retail pharmacy or a health center.
And for those that do have access to a computer to get information, they can go on online at your website, unidosus.org/esperanza-hope-for-all. And you can find the schedules for the rest of the month in El Paso. I know you're not going to be here in Las Cruces, but we're only 45 miles away. Thank you again. Rita Carrion, Vice President for Health of Unidos U.S.
Thank you, Emily.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.